Welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast.
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 Your source for the truth in health and fitness. Now here are your podcast personal trainers, Keon and Tyler.
Hello and welcome to the True Fitness Academy Podcast. I'm Keon.
And I'm Tyler.
And we're your podcast personal trainers. For today, 01-11-10.
Yes.
Which is technically a palindrome.
That is when it's the same forward and back.
True.
Like dad.
Like dad or moose.
No.
I meant race car.
Yes.
I just would like moose to be a palindrome. Such a good word.
Moose is a fun word. Yeah. Race car is good. There's another one that's...
I don't know.
That's, like, entertaining. Well, mom, but Bob. Those are very simple ones.
Moom. Right. So today's Monday Minutes. We're going to be talking a little bit about this and that, fitness trends, all of that, but I wanted to give you guys a preview of the week. We're giving you some hardcore advice. So looking forward, we are talking about the glycemic index and how that's going to impact your eating habits. We're going to be talking about lumbar flexion, what it is, why it's a hot topic right now, and should you do it? We're going to be talking about, there was an article in the Times that was
really... It's the cover article of the Times.
Right.
Of this week's.
Right.
That is why your DNA isn't your destiny. And we're going to go over that.
Give you a quick brief of the article and all of that. And Friday, I think, is up in the air still. We haven't decided. We're either going to go with something related to vacationing, knee health, or I think alcohol. Right? Those are our three options.
One of those three options.
Right. So we haven't really laid that out as of yet. But Tyler, I feel like I haven't connected with you this weekend. I've been away, you've been doing your thing.
And yeah, it's been quite busy. Let's see. Been working and working out is basically all I've been doing.
Right.
With the occasional doing other things. That just like minimal, nothing exciting. Oh, here's a fun story. So last night I got off work and my girlfriend and like her roommate and a couple of our friends were all over at her apartment when I got off of work.
Right.
And she was like, hey, I made dinner. You'll be able to come by after work, right? And I was like, yeah, this was like, you know, around noon. I was like, oh, I'll totally come over by after work.
Right.
Go ahead, make dinner. That's great. Thanks. So she makes this like beef stew. She got this new Dutch oven or something like that. And she wanted to use it. And my girlfriend is a great cook. Like, she likes it. She likes doing it. It's good. And... so I take I eat it. I'm starting to eat this soup, and I'm like, there's a weird taste to this.
Uh-huh.
It's odd. The beef tastes delicious. It's like giant chunks.
Uh-huh.
It's good. You know, like, sometimes I feel like the chunks are too small. Like, this is enough that
you have
the chunks are big
it.
Enough that, yeah, you either know that you have to chew a lot to, like, you shouldn't just one swallow.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
So they're good chunks. About... 2 spoonfuls in, I start to go, okay, there's something odd about this. About 5 in, I go, I figured it out.
Can I guess?
What?
Is it a wine-based?
It's a wine-based soup. And I look at Danielle and I go, there's wine in this, isn't this? And the second I said that, she looked at me and was like, stop eating, I totally forgot, da-da-da. No joke, I had the worst headache last night. My tongue started to like feel weird, and there was some other symptom I got.
Wow.
Like, I got, like, my face got hot, but, like, it to temperature-wise, it didn't. But, like, I felt hot.
Weird.
And so I stopped eating. I then just walked over to Safeway, and I got myself a Subway sandwich.
Wait, you walked to Safeway?
Or Subway.
Oh, I was going to, okay.
Walked over to Subway. Subway is walking distance.
Right. Safeway, not
Safeway,
so much.
Safeway, not so much.
And Safeway is the grocery store.
Yeah, the grocery store.
For those of you who
live anywhere not in Northern California.
Yes.
So,
continue.
But yeah, so my girlfriend tried to poison me last night.
Which is pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
That cracks me up. I mean, it affects you that
well,
much.
The thing, I figured it out probably on the third spoonful that it was wine. Because wine has a very distinct taste, but I wasn't like, I don't drink it that much that I really know it off the top of my head. So, about the fifth, it really made sense.
We had a synchronized cough right back there.
Oh, did you?
I coughed at the exact same moment.
Oh, I didn't.
Moment.
I tried to.
Me too, but I turned back right as you.
Okay, good. So, it being wine, I was thinking that maybe it being cooked, it would have cooked it off.
Uh-huh,
but that would have just cooked off the alcohol, not the actual
sulfite
that I'm allergic to.
Right. Okay. That's pretty intense.
But yeah, I did not feel good.
Yeah. Okay. Another alcohol story for y'all. I was visiting a friend in Santa Rosa, which is just north of where we live, about an hour, hour and a half. And so I get over there, go watch him play soccer. Good buddy from college.
Okay.
Get back, and we go out. We're like, you know, let's go look for women. You know, that was our primary goal. And there were some hot women out, but they all looked like, you know,
trashy.
Trashy. There was a
not up to your standards.
Not up to my standards, right? So we had some gin and some tonic at home, and I had just had one beer, right? And for the last month or so, I really haven't been drinking at all, right? So Tim and I are like, we're going for some serious drinking tonight, serious drinking, right? So we get home and we start drinking. Three drinks in, I'm like, I'm done. Like
done, tapping out.
Tapping out. It was bad. Like I wasn't like hammered. I didn't feel it this morning, but I was just like, I'm done drinking. Like, it was too much. Yeah. And just like how fast our body deconditions from alcohol, you know?
Or it can condition to eat well.
Very true. Because I found like...
Which is an odd... Like, it's interesting how it can switch back and forth.
Right. Like, I got home today and I had eaten crappy. Like, had a crappy burrito for dinner. Breakfast was pretty good, but whatever. I get home and I ate some broccoli and hummus. And it was like the most delicious thing I've ever had. You know, your body just... learns to love.
It starts to crave things.
Yeah,
that are good for you.
Exactly. Exactly.
Which I'm intrigued about this alcohol thing because last night with the wine, they started drinking tequila.
Uh huh.
And so, I was feeling better. I downed about three water bottles. I was figuring I could just flush
it
out.
Right.
Was my go-to because I've never drank enough wine to where I need to get medical attention.
Right. Just a couple sips.
Yeah, it's a couple sips. I automatically know that because wine you drink slowly.
Right.
So I found out.
You don't play the chug
game. Yeah, you don't chug it. So I found out in a nice slow way that I'm not, like I don't do well with wine. I'm intrigued to see how Costa Rica is.
Me too.
The alcohol tolerance.
I think the weekend before we should just like have a couple of drinks to reacclimate because I'm not going to drink until then.
I'm not drinking until... I almost feel like the week before, every night we should have a drink.
Okay. Because I think we're going to be drinking a lot of tequila. Because it's in, you know...
And rum.
And rum.
Which, I feel tequila and rum, and we have...
Rum.
Rum, and we can go get tequila.
Right.
But yeah, I figured that that would be something good to do, is just get used to it. And also, I don't feel like we'll be drinking excessively.
Really?
Well, no, hold on.
It's free.
Let me finish the sentence. I don't plan on being like drink. I feel like having a drink,
and then,
posting it,
okay,
like enjoying
the
drink,
right?
Enjoying like always having a drink,
but
enjoying the drink.
So
not drinking to get drunk,
right? Not Las Vegas drinking.
Yeah, it's not Las Vegas. It's alcoholism drinking.
Yeah, that's just a steady buzz.
Yeah, just a steady buzz. Yeah.
Okay, nice. That's sounds good.
Yeah.
I thought this might be an interesting topic for today.
Okay.
I mentioned to you before when I just got home, I had a meeting at the gym I work at.
Yes.
Walnut Creek Sport and Fitness.
Staff meetings are fun.
Right. The purpose of this, like, our general manager is pretty cool. She doesn't want, like, she only's like, she's like, you know what, I'm not going to call a meeting unless I actually have something important to say. I'm not just going to have a quarterly meeting just to have a meeting. So I thought that was pretty nice. Pretty cool. But it leads off with this body combat class. So the first thing is the gym has chosen to go into this Les Mills program, which is pre-choreographed group exercise. Does that make sense?
So everything's thought out beforehand?
Yeah. So you have, so most of the time with group exercise, the instructor will have an idea of what they're going to do. Unless it's a dance class, they'll pretty much know. Dance classes, they'll pretty much know what they're going to do. But other classes, it kind of flows. And they're like, I have a general thrust, the idea that I want. But these are each CD that you get from them. So you is a different workout. And it has prescribed moves that go with it. So, like, each release is what they call it, is different. So, we have their cycling, and we have their weightlifting group exercise. I'm not sure how I feel about that on a whole.
How it's already pre-thought
out. Yeah, because then, I mean, sure, you can always go back to older releases, but that's trusting that the people who are putting it out are... have the not have the best thing in mind, but are choosing the best exercises. Does that make sense?
Well, it's also interesting because so often, what if your class you know is a bunch of long distance cyclers?
Right.
Or, you know, what if it's people that are just using the cycling class to lose body fat? Those are two different cycling classes.
Absolutely.
So that would be interesting, let alone also a cardio kickboxing at 10 o'clock in the morning when your more senior citizens are going to be there,
right,
is going to be completely different than a cardio kickboxing at 8 o'clock at night.
I can see it from a managerial point of view, where it's like having a consistent product to put out. It's like McDonald's, you know? Yeah. People come in and they know what to expect. So I can see that, but from an instructor and a specificity, like you're saying, with the long-distance spin and all that, it's kind of iffy. But this body combat, I can see exactly
why.
Because it's mixed martial arts, right?
Okay.
With mixed martial arts, you don't really want to guess what the next move is going to be.
Yeah.
And it's like constant motion, right? You'll be doing something, and then the only rest you'll get really is you'll get into like a fighting stance and do like some hops. Or you'll pretend to jump rope. That's pretty much your rest. And so we take this class, and it's hardcore. Like, it's pretty rough. And then from what I've learned about boxing through Tyler and through watching the UFC and working at a gym that had boxing equipment and boxing instructors, the technique was really, really specific, okay, which I thought was really cool.
That is good.
Because, like, a lot of times, I mean, Tyler's told this story before, but his mom decides to grab, long story short, 5-pound weights in her boxing class. Tyler says, no, don't do that. Does it anyway. Rips her, tears
something. Does something to her shoulder within a week. So.
Right.
Yeah, it's, okay, so what, like, walk me through this class.
Okay, so, starts off, I mean, with a nice, easy warm-up. He doesn't really teach the stance, and I'm like, the fighting stance, you know, the front foot forward, he just kind of models it. I'm looking around, and people are okay with it.
Yeah, it's kind of one of those things where it comes naturally to most people, but to get it fine-tuned takes time.
Right.
But the natural stance of it, everybody's seen the Karate Kid, like, right, you know what you're doing.
One thing I thought was interesting is at the end of the class, jumping ahead a little bit, he's like, we were, you know, asking questions and about the programming and all that, and he's like, yeah, this is a fitness class. This is not about fighting. Like, because I remember, on one of our podcasts, you're like, people go to a kickboxing class and think that they know how to fight now. And this guy, I think he fights Muay Thai.
Okay.
He's like, this is not going to, like, get you better at fighting. This is a fitness class. That's it. It's a fun way to do it.
Okay.
So we start with a nice little warm-up. And then each release, this is release number 42, apparently. So
of the class.
Of the classes, right?
So hold on. Okay, so is there 42 classes, like, releases of this one class?
Right. Right. Oh, wow. So, yeah. Okay. So, they have a lot of them. So, that's kind of cool. You get the diversity, but...
Does it rank it on the scale of difficulty? Like...
I'm not sure.
That'd be interesting. Because that would be interesting.
Right. Like, here's a really, really hard class. Here's a easier class.
Almost like, you know, when you're in college, you know, the 101 classes are the easy. The 201s are a little bit harder. It's like, when you get to the 600s, it's like grad school stuff.
Right. Right.
So... For, you know, release 43. Okay, that's okay. A pretty difficult class.
Right. I think they might rank it with, like, stars or whatever, or a point system. But I don't think as the releases get higher, they get more difficult. Because it's just, the next release is going to be release 43. It's going to go in numerical order. Yeah. So it's not. It's not.
But technically, you'd want them to get harder and harder.
Right. But I guess I mean to regress into things because each release is supposed to go through a different style of fighting. So this release was all about Thailand. So it's Muay Thai, and track 7 apparently is always the Muay Thai track, which is like knees, elbows, like hardcore. Like it was rough. It was like 16 knees on one side, 16 knees on the other. And then it was like 8 jabs, just straight, like no stance, just 8 jabs straight up, then 8 elbows, and like just intense. And then you got back into the stance and did they called it elbow heaven. So you got your hands up to your face, threw a elbow up. Like straight up from your chest, so going for like a low elbow and then coming across for a high elbow, or you know, for the temple. It was kind of cool, like because he's like always, you know, like he keeps reminding me, like it's hot. Like the thing about these classes, the RPM, the body pump, and the body combat, they're all stupid high energy. Like you need to be rah rah the entire time, and I like that. I think that's a fun way to go.
No, that sounds good.
Yeah,
that'd be interesting. I'll take that.
Yeah, I have for a free pass. You should come take it. Yeah. And plus, there's a contest, so the more people I get to take the class, the better chance I get to win an iPod, like, Nano or something like that.
Sweet.
I know, right? Way to go me.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, I thought that it's kind of a cool new wave of group exercise. Because sometimes the class is so varied to the instructor, but if you know what's coming as a member... That's kind of a good thing, right?
It's I can see where it's good and I can see where it's bad. I like that in the sense of, as a managerial, okay, let's say Keon's sick, we don't have to cancel the class.
Right, or get a sub who might not be the best.
You're not going to get as many complaints, I feel.
Right.
From the managerial sense. And, I mean, even from the instructor sense, it's kind of less thinking on your part.
Absolutely. It's not, I mean, you get paid the same. Like, sure, you have to get certified by... Les Mills people, but it's a cool certification. So, and they're really specific. So
that's cool.
Yeah, interesting. So I would if like I'm not a trainer for Les Mills or I don't know anything, but if you have a class in your area that's body combat, body pump, RPM, I'd recommend it. It's kind of fun. Yeah. I haven't taken the other ones, but I've seen them and people really respond to it well. So.
Is it most gyms have? Is like 24 have? I want to say 24 has.
24 San Ramon has them. 24 around the local ones don't.
Okay.
But some 24s will have them. Because Les Mills is apparently like, growing like crazy.
Yeah.
Because I don't know, and they're out of New Zealand, so it's kind of like
that's cool.
Yeah. And it's cool because they're not just about group exercise; they're about like getting people involved and like getting members to actually get results.
That's good.
Yeah. I thought that was kind of a good like perspective. Results. Yeah.
Results are good.
Results are always good. Very cool. Very cool. So yeah, that was a little fun thing to talk about. And then I think they're going to offer instructor training for that. I think Les Mills has like 10 group exercise thing they have, and we have 3 of them. So I think they're doing like a flow, relax one next. I'm thinking, whatever, I teach Pilates, so why not get this and have another...
Little cert
under my belt. Get my CECs, my education to stay a trainer. Might be a good way to go.
Cool.
Yeah. Yep.
Sounds good.
Yeah. Have you been back on the boxing kick yet, Tyler? Because I know that you were talking about
it. No, I've been having some fun debates with the gym that I work out at.
Really? Do
tell. They see they're remodeling.
Okay.
And it's nice. I'm not going to lie. Like, they're doing a good job of this remodel. Like, it looks real nice. I approve of it. There's aspects of it I don't, but whatever. No, I'm not always going to win. They have a weird, like, curves area now.
Oh, I where like a like, women's center.
Well,
section?
It's not so much even the women's center. Like, it doesn't block off and say this is only for women.
Uh-huh.
But it's all the...
Circuit
body weight thing, like, machines where it's not... It's how fast and how hard you pull.
Oh,
it's not like insert the pin and change the weight. It's
right.
All like pulley systems and weird.
What's it called?
It's
really. I think it's a terrible form of resistance.
It's a weird
with K.
It's a weird. Concept thing, and they have that in the room now with like a green light for go and a red light to stop.
Okay,
like, it's literally a circuit room, and you do this and. it's hilarious because you only see, like, and not to be mean, you only see, like, the overweight old women in there.
Right.
Like, that's the only people that are ever in that little area because it's all open, and so it's just kind of one little corner. And the other day, I felt like boxing. I want to say it was 2 weeks ago. So I called them. And that was because it's a distance to drive over there. And I called them. I was like, hey, when is your box? Because the whole remodel, it's been closed for a while. When's your boxing area again? Oh, well, our combat area. I was like, in my head, I was automatically just like, really? We're talking about the same thing. You know exactly what I'm talking about.
Why do you need to correct me?
Yeah, like, don't be a douchebag. Well, our combat area should, well, it's open right now. And I was like, oh, really? It's like, oh, but the heavy bags aren't there. And I go, well, then what would I use it for? And the guy literally pauses, and then it felt like forever. It was probably 2 seconds. Goes, I don't really know. And I was like, all right, hung up on him. So then, like, the next week I was there, and I found somebody was in the mornings. It's kind of a hit or miss if the person's at the front desk or not.
Okay.
So I finally got somebody at the front desk, and I was just like, hey, the boxing room, is it going to be open? Well, it should be open next week sometime. And I was like, so it's not open right now? No, like, I don't think you can even get into it. Well, I walk up there, and I can open the door, and I got into the room. Just, there's no heavy bags there. So, and there's no, like, holes in the ceiling to place them.
Because I was going to say, what's holding them back from putting heavy bags
on? Yeah, I couldn't find where they were going to put them.
Right. You got to, remember, you got to put that extra bolt in.
You do.
Because, did you see
the hammer?
The hammer?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
There's an extra hole that you need to put in, or else they fall.
Adam Carolla movie, and it's about boxing.
It's hilarious. But I like it when you don't have it, because when you're the person that hits it and it falls, it makes you feel so strong.
Right.
I did that once at my old gym.
Really? Because they didn't anchor it?
They didn't anchor it right.
Wow.
And I hit it once, and I knew it was going to fall, and I was like, this will be great. And I just hauled off and nailed it, and it fell again. I laughed hard.
That's funny.
But yeah, I'm hoping this week, I'm hoping by the end of this week.
Okay.
I see the heavy bags. They're hanging out on the side, like in a different room.
Okay.
And they're kind of crappy, so I'm hoping they're waiting for new ones.
Right.
I don't care, though. I'll use crappy ones.
Right. We do have the one outside.
I know. I was thinking about putting that in my car.
Uh-huh.
And being that guy that brings in his own heavy bag, because I want to know if they hook it up so that I can take off the heavy bags.
Okay.
And move them around.
Why would, like, you want to move?
Them on the ground, pick them up and slam them, pick them up and run them around, do, like, mount it and do elbows.
Right.
I was wondering if I could hook them up that way.
Because that would actually be...
Worst case scenario, I'll bring my own heavy bag and bring it in. And they'll be like, what the heck?
Go to the park and do it.
Yeah.
Because...
Well, I'd want to do it in a circuit.
Oh.
With the heavy bag hanging.
Like, okay, do like...
Punch.
You know,
do a minute of punching, do a minute of mount on the ground, throwing elbows, and then...
Overhead running. Yeah. All that good stuff. Yeah. Okay.
So.
Got it. That's fun. I've told you I've been doing, like, at the end of my workouts... some boxing stuff.
Not good.
Yeah, it's been fun. I like it. And then I've been swimming a lot too. Getting in shape. Gotta do it. Very cool. Anything else you want to talk about today?
I think that should do it. Encourage people also to keep with their first. I'm gonna see not as many people in the gym. I figure.
Oh yeah, this week
when I work out, it's gonna be a lot less people.
This week is attrition week. So, if you signed up for a gym and you're having trouble with it, stick to it.
Yeah.
Really, this week is important to make sure you hit your goals.
Because been a lot more people at the gyms in the morning.
Uh-huh.
And so, my workout buddy and I were trying to figure out which ones were going to be the people that don't show up this next week.
Right. Yeah. So, that's funny. Cool. So, looking forward to this week. Got some really good stuff, really good information coming at you. But yeah, that'll do it. Tyler, you gonna take us out?
Let's go with, 7.
7, alright. Well, you guys have a great start to your week, and we will talk to you tomorrow. Peace. I'm a man with his pickup girls. I'm a nice one.